SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the launch of the Jamaica Invasive Species Database, and later, our Heritage Month Did You Know feature and a childcare tip. Welcome to Roundabout JA. The government's capacity to protect the country's ecosystem from the threat of foreign plants, animals, and pathogens have been boosted with the launch of the Jamaica Invasive Species Database. The database was developed under the United Nations Development Program, UNDP-funded National Biodiversity Strategic and Action Plan project. It provides crucial information on how alien invasive species are brought into the island, where they are located, and the extent of their invasion, among other things. Deputy Resident Representative of the UNDP, Dr. Elsie Lawrence Chunoon, says the database is important for the conservation, protection, and sustainable use of Jamaica's biological resources. She notes that Jamaica is considered one of the most biodiverse islands in the Caribbean region.
Jamaica has more than 8,000 recorded species of plants and animals and 3,500 marine species. That's a lot for a small island.
The Jamaica Invasive Species Database is the first comprehensive portal of its kind on the island. Alien invasive species are plants, animals, pathogens, and other organisms that are non-native to an ecosystem and may cause economic or environmental harm or adversely affect human health. In particular, they impact negatively upon biodiversity, including the decline or elimination of native species, predation, or transmission of pathogens, and the disruption of local ecosystems and ecosystem functions.
Sharon, how you look so? What do you?
From me eat breakfast, me just feel sick.
Then how I eat so?
Callaloo and fried dumpling.
Callaloo? Where you get it from? You plant callaloo?
No, me buy from me Sinus boy, in Peter.
Jeez and peace, Sharon. How much time if you tell you not buy nothing from that thief in boy there? Me hear Mr. Berry complain that him spray the callaloo yesterday and this man in half a gone.
Me never have nothing for breakfast and him sell me callaloo for $30 a bongo. Lad, me dead now. Now me have to go spend money at doctor when me not have.
Don't buy agricultural produce from questionable sources. Be a good neighbor and report farm theft to the police, 119, Crime Stop 311, or the Predator Larceny Prevention Unit.
Hey, this country want to save money, dog. Well, one good way is to save energy. So no more talk. Time for action, time for energy conservation.
Government through the public sector taking the lead.
Them are energy saving champion.
And if all of we play for we part, then the plan must succeed.
I want to know that.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy, up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Ease up on the energy.
Vision 2030 can only be realized by targeted plans and programs that are closely monitored. There are 4 long-term goals. Each goal will be actualized when national outcomes are achieved. These outcomes are guided by accompanying strategies and projects. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. Time now for our Heritage Month Did You Know feature. Jamaica's only national heroine, Nanny of the Maroons, made her home in the Blue Mountains and led a successful war to defeat the British. Here now is a child safety tip. Give your children good, healthy foods to eat. Take them to the doctor or clinic for regular checkups and encourage them to get involved in sports. That reminder was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And entries for the JIS Heritage Essay Competition are still open until October 31. The essay must be 400 to 500 words, written in standard English by a student between ages 9 and 12. And that's where we end today's program. Thank you for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.